We hear that in this Rath Yatra Prasang, there's so much separation actually. Normally we get this conception that it is a very joyous occasion, which is, it is a very joyous occasion. But we see that meeting, only meeting in itself is actually incomplete. The speciality of this Gaudiya Vaishnav Dhara is that this meeting is nourished by separation. Therefore we see first there is meeting initially. Then there is separation. And then that separation leads to meeting which is more complete. Like we see that even in when the gopis feel separation from Krishna, there are four types of separation. First, there is Purvarag. Purvarag means the gopis initially, they've heard about Krishna. Actually, the gopis, actually they're always with Krishna, but sometimes we see the speciality of Krishna's pastimes is that it is Navanavayaman. It is ever new and manifesting in newer and newer varieties. So therefore, first there is Purvarag. In this Purvarag, the gopis have seen and have heard about Krishna, but haven't directly met him yet. And therefore we see that when Krishna is dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, then all the gopis, everyone, they assemble in this Nandini Hrid, this Kaliya Daha, where they have darshan of Krishna. Therefore, we've heard previously from the Vaishnavas that anyone who goes to Kaliya Hrid and respectfully prays there will get the foot dust of all the Vrajavasis. All the Vrajavasis came to see Krishna dance on the hoods of Kaliya. Therefore, all their foot dust is present there in that one place, in that Nandini Hrid. So this is like Purvarag. So when the gopis, then they could see Krishna dancing on his hoods. And Krishna there, he was manifesting his Leela as being very Vaidakya. Vaidakya means being very skillful, that he was dancing on all the hoods of Kaliya. And there, all the gopis were so astonished to see him dance. Similarly, when Krishna lifted his Giriraj Govardhan hill, then all the gopis could see him without any obstruction. Now, no one could blame them or find any faults with them for looking at Krishna, because everyone else was looking at him also. He was, in this way, the cynosure of everyone's eyes. So, it is Purvarag. And then there is Kinchit Dur Pravas. So, Kinchit Dur Pravas means, when Krishna goes cowherding, he goes kinchit dur, means he goes a little far away from the gopis. He doesn't go entirely far away. So in this kinchit dur pravas, when Krishna goes cowherding, the gopis feel so much separation there. And this way they're envisioning all these pastimes of Krishna. And they're speaking to each other about it. And this is Venugit. There is also Purvarag there, but there is also kinchit dur pravas there also, and Krishna's there cowherding. So then when the gopis are speaking to each other, and then just as we see in Purvarag, when Krishna is dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, there is meeting. Similarly, when Krishna returns from cowherding, again there is meeting. When Krishna returns there, then first he is greeted by Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maya. But all the gopis, they're seeing from within their homes, through the window, on their roofs, and on some pretext or the other, they're all having darshan of Krishna. And just as Yashoda is performing arati of Krishna, because she sees that, oh, Krishna has gone cowering and he's got many scratches all over his body. These boys are very naughty. They're always wrestling with him. So therefore, what does she do? First, she offers this lamp and she sees where he has been scratched. And then she offers this cloth and this water. And gently, she dabs him with it to take away his fatigue. But the gopis, what do? From the corner of their eyes, they're offering arati to Krishna. And what is this Panchapradeep? Is their Panchapran. With their Panchapran, they're offering arati to Krishna by the corner of their eyes in this way. So in this way, the gopis are, this way they have meeting with Krishna when he goes a little far away. And then there is Sudur Pravas. Sudur Pravas, the speciality of Sudur Pravas is that it only takes place in this Prakat Braj, not in Aprakat Braj. Purvarag takes place in Aprakat Braj. Kinchit Dur Pravas also takes place in Aprakat Braj. But this Sudur Pravas takes place only in Prakat Braj. Because there we see in Aprakat Braj, Krishna doesn't really go to Mathura and Dwaraka. No, he doesn't go there. In fact, Sanatana Goswami said in Brihat Bhagavatamrita that even if he goes there for 3 months. And 3 months is not really like how we think 3 months of earthly years. Rather, it's like a blink of an eye. And he comes back. There's only the conception that he has gone. And we see that the speciality of Prakat Braj is that whatever conception is present in Aprakat Braj that takes a form and that manifests here in Prakat Braj. Like we see Krishna, there's a conception that Krishna killed Kansa there, which is a Naimitik Leela. And that Naimitik Leela, it takes a form here where Krishna, where Kansa himself has become a demon. Similarly, all the husbands that the gopis have, they only have a conception in Aprakat Braj that such and such person is my husband. But that conception takes a form here, in the form of their husbands here in Prakat Braj. Similarly, in Sudur Pravas, that conception that Krishna has gone to Mathura and Dwaraka, that has taken a form, a full-fledged form, that Krishna has indeed gone to Mathura and Dwaraka. So then we see the gopis are feeling so much separation. So then we see that this Ratyatra pastime actually is a manifestation. We see that Mahaprabhu, he is absorbed in Radharani's bhav in Ratyatra. And actually we see which form of separation is he experiencing here. The form of separation he is experiencing here is Sudur Pravas. This is the form of separation. Why? Because Krishna, he has left Vrindavan and then he went to Mathura. And then he went to Dwaraka. And then we see in one form actually, we hear in Gopal Champu that Krishna came back. After killing this Dantavakra, he met all the Vrajavasis and then he took them all away to Golok Vrindavan. But we see even before there was meeting there. How? When the gopis went to Kurukshetra. So when the gopis went there to Kurukshetra, there we see that Krishna met them there actually. He met them there and so many conversations happened that we've heard by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas. We've heard all these conversations. How the gopis, they see Krishna and they say, oh, we are not happy here. Because here you're Vasudev Nandan. You're not Nandanandan here. You're Devaki Nandan, not Yashoda Nandan. Where is your peacock feather? Where is your flute? Even Gurudev, he'd say that whenever I go to have darshan of Dwarkadish in Mathura, I always go to Dwarkadish and I tell him, where is your flute now? Where is your peacock feather? Oh, now you are no more Brajanath. Now you are Dwarkadish. You are no longer Brajendranandan Shamsundar. And Gurudev, he says, oh, Dwarkadish, he becomes very shy when I ask him these questions. He doesn't answer. He lowers his head. Similarly, here, they're asking Krishna all these questions. And Krishna is very shy. He cannot answer them. So therefore, we see in this Ratyatra pastime, Mahaprabhu is relishing this Sudur Pravas, this bhav there that Srimati Radhika is experiencing, especially. Especially we see in Uddhav Kyari also there. Radharani is experiencing all these different moods of separation. So Mahaprabhu, when he's bringing Jagannath back, then the meeting that takes place after Sudur Pravas, then that meeting is very much nourished. First, there is Sankirna Milan. Like after Pura Rag, there is Sankirna Milan. Means Sankshipta Milan. No. There is Sankirna Milan means very short time. And then there's Sankshipta Milan. Means there is like a meeting for a very short duration of time. And then there is Samriddhiman Milan. Samriddhiman Milan means full-fledged meeting. So similarly here, there's Samriddhiman Milan. Means meeting is taking place to the highest extent possible. Samriddhiman. So here, Mahaprabhu, when he's meeting, when he's having darshan of Jagannath, when he's absorbed in Radha Bhav, and Jagannath is Krishna himself. So in this way, when they're meeting each other, when their glances meet each other, then this meeting is taking place. And then as we know, the other form of separation is Maan, which Radharani is in Maan and she cannot meet Krishna. That Maan is Sahaituki, sometimes with cause and sometimes Ahaituki, without cause. But this we see also takes place in certain aspects of Gaur Leela, not all the time. No. Like we see when Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, when he was saying, oh, I don't want to chant Krishna's names, he's a big cheater. That was like Maan there. So this Maan took place there to some extent. And we see Purvarag also, it took place in Gaur Leela to some, like many places. We see Mahaprabhu, when he received initiation, when he was Bhavuk, then this Purvarag, this was manifesting then. And then this Kinchitur Pravas also manifested in Mahaprabhu's Leela sometimes, when we see that Krishna would give darshan and then he'd leave. And Mahaprabhu, being mad in separation after Krishna, he'd jump into the ocean. He'd go to so many different places, into the cow shed. His form would become like a tortoise. Similarly, all these different forms of meeting and separation that take place in Radha and Krishna Leela, they're seen in the distinct forms in one way or another in Gaur Leela. And especially this Ratyatra Prasang is only about this Sudur Pravas that Mahaprabhu is experiencing here. So anyhow, we see that in this Ratyatra, we see that Mahaprabhu, we see everyone wants to pull the chariot during the Ratyatra pastime. But we see Mahaprabhu, what is he doing? He's only singing and dancing in front of Jagannath. Why? Because we've heard from the Vaishnavas during this Baldev Ras Yatra that when Krishna disappeared from the Rasa dance, then what did the gopis do? They all assembled on the banks of the Yamuna and they all did kirtan. Especially they did kirtan there. Why? Because the many trees there also. And since they're doing kirtan in an enclosed area, their voices will not disappear into the sky. Rather, their voices will reverberate around the trees and even an echo will be heard sometimes. So this kirtan is bound to enter into Krishna's ears. So similarly, when all the gopis are feeling so much separation from Krishna, Baladeva Prabhu, he told them, why are you feeling so much separation? You do kirtan. And then Baladeva Prabhu, he had everyone do kirtan. Similarly, what is Mahaprabhu doing with all his associates, with his seven groups of associates? One group on either side of Jagannath, he's doing kirtan there. And we hear that every kirtan has a main singer like Sarup Damodar or Srivas Thakur or the Ghosh brothers like Vasu Ghosh or Govinda Ghosh, and then chief dancer like Haridas Thakur, Vakreshwar Pandit, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, and also they have reciters also. Means when they do kirtan, there's someone also reciting from behind, like repeating from behind, like Shubhananda, Chota Haridas, and so many other devotees there. And then there are also mridanga players. And this way Mahaprabhu, he surrounded Jagannath from all sides. Because now he's saying, oh, now you disappeared from our sight. Now you went away to Mathura and Dwaraka. There was so much separation. But now, in this form of Samriddhiman Milan, this full-fledged meeting, now we have surrounded you from all sides. Now you can no longer leave. Now we have bound you. So in this way, all these different moods of Milan and Viraha are taking place there in that Ratyatra Prasang there. Such deep moods there. So anyhow, yesterday was Ratyatra also in this way. And also yesterday was the disappearance day of Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami and Shivananda Sen Prabhu. They enter into Nithilila, into Shvetadweep on the same day because so much separation there. No, and we shouldn't be saying this also, but we hear that Sarup Damodar Goswami, he disappeared shortly after Mahaprabhu's disappearance. So here we see, who is Sarup Damodar Goswami? It said he was Mahaprabhu's childhood friend in Navadvip. He was always with Mahaprabhu. His name was Purushottam Acharya. It was like his shadow. And then it is said that when Mahaprabhu left Navadvip to go to Jagannath Puri, he also became mad in separation. He lost himself completely. Then he went to Kashi. And there anyhow, he received a sannyas from one devotee there called Chaitanyananda. And there he received this name Sarup. So there it is said that those who have this brahmachari named Sarup, when they get sannyas, they get this name Tirtha. But Sarup Damodar Goswami, externally, it seemed that he took his Janu away and his Shika away, but he retained his brahmachari name. And he never wore the Yogpatta also, the saffron cloth of the Mayavadis. He never wore that. Rather, he retained his brahmachari vesh. And then, when Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, he immediately came there also. And then when Mahaprabhu met him there, Mahaprabhu said, oh, on seeing you, I feel I've got my life back, he said. I feel my life has have returned to me on seeing you. And then Mahaprabhu himself gave him this name, Damodar. Himself gave him that name. And he said, oh, when you sing, it brings the greatest joy to my heart. Therefore, we see when Mahaprabhu was in the Gambira, Sarup Damodar Goswami was the one who was singing the kirtans of Chandidas, Vidyapati, Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govind, everything. And Mahaprabhu would be relishing all these moods of Srimati Radhika. And even when Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of Jagannath, it was Sarup Damodar Goswami who was singing all these different kirtans. Like we've heard, no, this Saito Parananath Painu, Jaralage Madan Mohan Deo Gainu. Like, oh, now that I've seen my Prananath, this... my heart, which is being burned by this fire of Cupid, now it has been pacified. It has been cooled. So in this way, Sarup Damodar Goswami was singing all these different kirtans. And Mahaprabhu was like in ecstasy. So much ecstasy that sometimes when he would faint, Nityananda Prabhu would not even touch him that time. Because he was in Radha Bhav then. So Nityananda Prabhu, he would maintain distance. In this way, Mahaprabhu would jump up and down. So we see, Sarup Damodar Goswami, it is said that if Mahaprabhu's devotees are compared to one crown, if all the devotees of Mahaprabhu are likened to a crown, then Sarup Damodar Goswami, he is the centerpiece of that crown. He's like the Kaustubh Mani of that crown. So here we see that even when so many devotees, they took shelter of him to achieve like Mahaprabhu's grace. Like we see in the Gundicha Mandir Marjan Leela, we see one devotee, he bathed Mahaprabhu's feet. He did Abhishek of his feet. And Mahaprabhu, he looked at Swarup Damodar and he said, oh, just look at your Gaudiya Bhakta. So here you see Mahaprabhu in a very subtle way, he's hinting that this devotee who's poured water on my feet, he's actually your follower. So Mahaprabhu has already accepted him. Because he is following you in your footsteps, he has already accepted him. Still, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he chastised him outside. He said, what you've done is good, but still we must not disturb his mood. And then we see that so many other associates of Mahaprabhu, they took shelter of him. Like we see the best of Rupanugas, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, he took shelter of him. Therefore, he's Swarupera Raghu. Therefore, when Raghunath Das Goswami asked Mahaprabhu about bhakti, about this pure devotion, Mahaprabhu said, I don't know anything, he said. But Swarup Damodar knows. And the question is, was Mahaprabhu speaking a lie or was he speaking the truth? He was actually speaking the truth. Because he's Vishaya Vigraha. So how can he possibly know how service should be rendered onto his lotus feet? But his devotees can know because they're Ashraya Vigraha. And who better than Swarup Damodar Goswami? He's Lalita Devi herself. Therefore, he told Raghunath Das Goswami, stay with him. He'll tell you everything you need to know in this way. And then we see that all these different associates of Mahaprabhu, somehow or the other, when they want to meet Mahaprabhu, they always take shelter of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Like we see, even Bhagwan Acharya also, he came from Navadvip and he wanted to meet Mahaprabhu. He bought his nephew. His nephew had learned this Mayavad Bhashya, Sharirik Bhashya. And then he said, oh, my nephew, he's so expert in this. Just once he should speak this commentary on the Vedanta to Mahaprabhu. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami chastised him, saying, what are you saying? If anyone listens to this Bhashya on the Vedanta Sutra, then his spiritual life will be finished. And you want your nephew to speak it to Mahaprabhu? Don't do like this. And then he corrected Bhagwan Acharya. And then one more person came and he wanted to recite some poem which is full of Apasiddhantas. Swarup Damodar Goswami, then he corrected that poem. First there's Khandan, then there's Mandan. And then he had that poem recited to Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu became so happy that he embraced that person who had written this poem. So in this way, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he's like the life of Gaur Leela. In every way possible, he's like nourishing Mahaprabhu's pastimes in all ways. Therefore, this parampara is called Swarup Rupanug Gauriya Guru Parampara. When Rupa Goswami was present with Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu requested everyone. He especially requested Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda Prabhu to bless Rupa Goswami. He especially requested these two devotees of his that you please bless him. And they blessed him with their full hearts, with all love and affection here. So therefore, now we're running out of time. So the more we speak about him, we can never reach an end to his glories. Such a beloved associate of Mahaprabhu he is. He's written such nice verses, such nice compositions regarding Nityananda Tattva. Like this shloka we every day recite during this Mangalacharan, the Sankarsana Kanatashai, Garbhodashai, Japayobdashai, Sheshashesham Sakalasa, Nityanandakya Rama Sharanam Mamasu. This is from his Kadacha, from his diary. And also this Gadadhara Ashtakam he has written. Also there's one more verse he has written about Mahaprabhu describing the 9 forms of compassion. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, based on this verse, he has described 26 qualities of a Vaishnav, based on only this one verse of his. So yesterday was his Tirubhav Tithi. And yesterday was also the Tirubhav Tithi of Shivananda Sen Prabhu. So Shivananda Sen Prabhu, we hear that when Mahaprabhu once met him, he said, oh, you have a son now. And he said, yes. He said, name your son Puridas. But then we see Shivananda Sen, he didn't name his son Puridas. He named his son Paramananda Das. So one can say that, oh, he did Avagya of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told him to name his son Puridas, but he has named him Paramananda Das. So then why? What is the reason? Because Mahaprabhu, he would never address Paramananda Puri by his name. Actually, you should never address your Guru Varga by their names. You should always address them in a very reverential way, with honor. So therefore, he'd always address Paramananda Puri as Puri Goshai. So therefore, he told him to name his son Puridas. So therefore, he named his son Paramananda Das. Here, Gurudev himself has explained this. So we see the same Paramananda Das, he was Kavi Karnapur Goswami. He has written this Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, where he has described all the identities of Mahaprabhu's associates in Krishna Leela. And he also had another son called Chaitanya Das, who also Mahaprabhu loved so much. He especially liked how innocent his sons were. And Chaitanya Das also written a commentary on so many books. So in this way, Shivananda Sen Prabhu, sometimes he'd bring all the devotees from Bengal for Chaturmasya to Jagannath Puri. Everyone he'd bring. Everyone would come under his guidance. Even a dog that he accepted, Mahaprabhu was bound to accept as well. We see that this dog that he bought, Mahaprabhu himself gave prasad to this dog, and this dog left its body and went to Vaikuntha in a four-armed form, to everyone's amazement. And we see that once he was late in providing all arrangements, and Nityananda Prabhu, he kicked him. And he said, "May your entire family die," he said. So then his wife was very sad, saying, "Oh, Nityananda Prabhu just cursed us." And even his nephew Srikanta, he was thinking also, "What is this?" And when he went and had darshan of Mahaprabhu, he had some doubt in his heart. And Mahaprabhu reconciled that doubt. And we see Shivananda Sen himself told his wife, when he's saying that actually, he's actually blessing us. And because of that blessing, Kavi Karnapur was born to him. Chaitanya Das was born to him. So many sons were born to him. So therefore we see that the curse of any Vaishnav is not really a curse. It is always a blessing. Sometimes we see also, no, Gurudev, sometimes you listen to this classes, he says, "Oh, jao, doob maro," he says. "Doob maro," he says. "Go and drown, go die somewhere," he'd say. But we see that same person who's chastised, he received so much mercy in this way. So in this way, the glories of these associates and all these pastimes of Mahaprabhu can never be understood without the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Chaitanya Leela Samudra Apar. It's like in the unfathomable ocean. So therefore, we can only pray at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and all his associates that whatever little adhikar we have, qualification we have, with that little adhikar, we can gradually progress in this line of devotional service. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhyascha vattanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.
Antimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurundalitam Yena Tismai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavnivyo Vaishna Vibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gora Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedant Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Twarupanuga Guru Varga, and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. What's speaking about? So Thank you. So Prabhupada is asking question, what is this chariot festival, Rath Yatra, what is proper mood doing? He said, we are understanding Mahaprabhu in that mood, meeting like Radharani meeting Krishna in Kurukshetra. That desire is there to bring to Vrindavan. But now we are in Vrindavan. Why doing like still doing this? So how are you to follow like this? So one thing is this Rath Yatra festival, we know this has going on from even before Mahaprabhu appeared. This was all going on. And Lord Jagannath, this deity of Jagannath, very unique deity. Big eyes, no arms, no legs, like this. So that is like a unique murti. And everyone has many, many conceptions. Even some Buddhists, they think, oh, he's Buddha. So, you know, and those who are Shaivites, they think that he's Shiva, like this. So many, devotees of Ganesh, they think he's also Ganesh. So, but when Mahaprabhu came, Mahaprabhu actually giving the highest conception that we can understand. Who is Jagannath? And then can connect with whatever festival is there, like how to really follow. So if someone able to understand this, and then being follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then some proper understanding of how to follow all these festivals. So now with regards to, like, now we are in Vrindavan, and like, oh, how, like, what is this? Probably also telling, oh, you're pulling Krishna, pulling Jagannath, but then you think he likes to be with you. You know, like, oh, you're just putting him in the room like this. So there's all this festival and we can follow externally. But really, how to follow? Because you can be in Vrindavan, you can be in Govardhan. Just think about this. You are in Govardhan, but then is your mind in Govardhan? You can be in Govardhan, but talking so many things outside Govardhan. You can talk about like all these things happening in the world like this, but not about Govardhan or not about this festival of Rath Yatra. So, it is only when we are celebrating with the Vaishnavas that truly one is able to follow like properly. So, like very briefly, by festivals like this and by guidance of the Vaishnavas, then we're understanding that especially for a sadaka, especially for a conditioned jiva, then this moods of separation is very helpful. Now, we know that Radha and Krishna in eternal Vrindavan, or Mahaprabhu in eternal Navadvip, he's experiencing all this highest love. Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, in their meeting, they experience the highest love. But they know how much they love each other. For ordinary jivas, they cannot appreciate. They will not know. The only way they will be able to understand how great their love is when they have this pastime of like separation and they're crying for each other and becoming mad. And when they see, oh, he's crying so much. Just like when you see someone crying, then you will understand, oh, he loves so much somebody. And also this feeling also will come to you also. Like you also start crying like this. So when Mahaprabhu taking the sannyas vesh and taking sannyas lila, is actually experiencing like moods of Radharani when there's this actual separation. And like for the conditioned souls, there is actually only this that they can be able to appreciate, like, oh, how great Mahaprabhu. Look, his body become like a tortoise. Like, oh, he's like becoming like jellyfish. His bones are like separating. Oh, he's bleeding blood like this. All these like very strange symptoms, like all, like Gurudev said, Aishwarya. By this then, so the conditioned jivas, they will see like, oh, he's not ordinary person. He's actually experiencing this Mahabhav, the greatest love, like this. So then in festivals like Rath Yatra, then we can see that there's that fulfillment of that desire to meet. They actually meet, but then Because they're not in Braj, then they're not happy. One thing we can appreciate for the gopis, especially Radharani, when they see Krishna, or like when they see God, they're not even thinking about themselves. They're thinking of the happiness of Krishna. Like for us, if we see God, then we're only thinking of ourselves. Then when you see, then immediately you're praying, oh, please help me. Oh, I'm suffering here. Or whatever your desire, you pray. It's only for you. When they say Krishna, what do they their desire? It's like, oh, you are not happy here. We can see that you're not happy here. Your only happiness is in Braj. We want to take you back to Braj and be with all your Brijbasis. Only this. This is their whole like desire. So therefore, they're bringing to Braj. And now, like in our case, we are in Braj. But we are not in that absorption that, like, yes, he is Krishna. Or we're not even this absorption, really, of who is Jagannath. But by following these festivals, then we're actually, some desire is there that, oh, hopefully we can have that love like all this Mahaprabhu is experiencing. This is very good for us to nourish our love and affection. But one thing, Prabhuji can correct me, this can be my speculation. Everything has origin in Braj. Everything is starting from Braj. So when we say Jagannath being pulled in chariot, actually in Braj they have also this pulling of chariot. But this is more like, we see that original Jagannath is that Krishna disguised as the forest devata. In summertime, you know, the last festival in Puri is this Chandan Yatra. Just after Chandan Yatra is appearance day of Jagannath. Here is a little like secret, open secret, like a hint. Like, oh, actually, this is my speculation. Probably you can correct me that this origin of Jagannath is not just because of separation like in Dwarka. But original Jagannath is in Braj. When the gopis, he want to meet all the gopis, and he asked all his sakas that there's a forest devata, and you just need to offer him some nice drinks, or offer him some chandan to cool his body. And then this will be a good opportunity for me to meet all the gopis. So then, that time, everyone coming, even Jatila, Kutila, they're all coming. But Radharani and all the gopis came. They're putting chandan on this forest devata, Krishna. And because of this, he was very happy. But you know, when chandan dry, then it becomes like wood. When we do chandan yatra, Prabhuji, now I understand. Prabhuji is like telling, don't remove the chandan. And it's so long, like our chandan yatra is 42 days. If really not removed, then it will really be like Jagannath. With just his hands will all be covered, his feet covered, and only the eyes is remaining like this. And he's looking like wood. That is Jagannath. And his eyes very big because he's so happy. Everyone touching him and like this. And so then this verse, Devata, now in this like form, then they're parading around Braj. Like this, so the sakas and the gopis, they're off parading around Braj. This was the like original Rath Yatra. And so when Krishna in Dwarka went, he's remembering this, and now he's so much in separation. His body also now become like Jagannath. Like this. So there's like root in all festivals, in separation and in meeting. So here, when we do Rath Yatra in Braj, we can do actually in meeting itself. Like thinking about this. But especially for sadhakas, then separation is like very auspicious. Then this is like a fuel. So this, we pray unto the Vaishnavas, to Srila Gurudev, that really we'll be able to follow nicely festivals like this and understand their true meaning. Banshakalpatari Vishukipasin, Duvayavachapatitanampavan Vaishnava.
ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन श्लाघया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः वदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्नि गौरतिषे नमः जय रूपा सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीवी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरण बंदन जाते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय जय जत्रा महामहोत्सव की जय जय सर्व विश्वद गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती राधारानी की जय जय अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदी हरि हरि बोल Now is here is this Rajatra festival program. Question is coming. 1 year Krishna inviting all our Kurukshetra. Sun eclipse time. Sun eclipse program, he inviting all. Also calling Prajavasis. So this is like happened is many thousand years before. So now every day why following? Every year why following this? What is the cause? The time they meeting, they telling, you like us, then you come in Vrindavan. Taking car, Sakhajar arranging car, Sakhijar arranging car, also parents arranging car, three car they arranging. Vasilya Sakya, also this Madhur Rasa. They are in the car, pulling. Okay, you can't come at Vrindavan. So he not walking, not possible. Prajavasis are going footwork, coming footwork. They're not coming aeroplane with this. They're coming walking, come. So Krishna not possible walking. Dwarka is gone, his legs is gone, hand is gone. Everything is Dwarka, all Dwarka, all Jadava is stealing. Now he has nothing. No legs, no hands, no nothing then is how can coming? Therefore they are in car. What is the meanings? Or why are in car? This respecting for? You are showing opulence. Many things question. Coming. But is reality? Try to understand. Brajavasis with his Krishna 10 years, 6 months. And everybody has love for Krishna. They have too much respect and too much affection for Krishna. 1 minute they cannot tolerate Krishna's separation. Krishna going in forest and jungle, cows with his, sakas with his, then this is like jugaitam nimeshano, chakshusha pravishaitam, sunnaitam jagasarvam govinda virahanam. Big separation, they can tolerate. They waiting when Krishna coming back. Little late, dark time, then more burning their heart. One minute, 1 second, they can tolerate. They try to pacify each other, glorify Krishna, singing songs, Krishna's glories, each other talking, waiting, some messages, minute to minute is sending somebody, message is coming. Yes, somebody, all are sending for him. Many types of foodstuff, yeah, drinks, many things. All time they have this affection and attraction. So now, Krishna is forever gone, left in this Brajdham, he is Mathura after Dwaraka. So, what they have moved now? Krishna's desire, Krishna gone. By force is pulling Krishna. Without Krishna's desire, therefore Brajavasya are never thinking about this. Ki nearby Mathura, all are going and doing hunger strike. Yeah, requesting, please come. Anyhow, bring it back. But they can do. Never. They're suffering, but never calling and pulling. But now, why this car festival? These things, very critical. Telling, Krishna is very shy. Krishna thinking, oh, I am in Dwaraka Mathura, or Brajavasya are in far way to me. But I am going there. They now not believe me. They thinking he is cheater. He came giving darshan and going back. He is hiding. First time, Rasalila time, he is calling all our Saradhyaras. That time also he is hiding. Where gone? All our reception is suffering. After meeting, then also not full time, few minutes per meeting and talking, and is also gone. So this meeting is sweetness, but separation is sweet. But Krishna telling separation is sweet. Continue meeting. You are not going distance to me, I am not going distance to you. Otherwise, meeting time, separation is present. And separation time, meeting is present. So now, Krishna thinking, how can I pacify everybody? Thinking Krishna, then Krishna, like is complete. He now, like his complete duties, he say, anybody love, they taking me and keeping them near. Before, I am doing everything, but I'm not possible, I make happy anybody. Never possible. In gopis are all time pleased and happy, satisfied? No. They like more serving, more pleasing. They thinking, I'm little. Krishna thinking, okay, I'm anybody's pleasing, pacifying, make happy? Not possible. Now Krishna saying, okay, now I am duties. Krishna going time, telling Uddhava, now I am going, but everybody worshipping me eight way. This Lohi Lepya Lekhya Chasvikati Manumai Manimai Daru Mai Vinna Prakriti Astadha. Eight types Diti is making. Somebody painting, somebody Kilevati is making Diti, Krishna's, somebody is making gold or silver, yeah, iron, yeah, this other metal with his wood with his. Anyhow, they are worshipping me, these deities. Then I am looking, how much love for me? Who has love for me? I am not present, then my picture is present. I am not present, my deity is present. Also continue, they are worshipping me, but I cannot giving anything, like not talking also, not looking also, not anything is doing, silence. But my deity, why they worshipping? And Gurudev give me one example. Two friends has childhood to very sweet, close friendship. But anyhow, one is gone very far. Then many years after, somebody going there and meeting with him, that friend with him, and come back, telling, oh, your friend is very rich now, and he is very popular and famous, and his glory is telling, the hearing other friend very happy, but little later, he is telling also one thing, and telling secret things. I am looking, he there, one meeting hall, assembly, there your picture is there. Oh, he is now saying, really my friend is not forgetting me. My picture is there. Yes. He is painting your pictures and forever is near. Then how much he is happy. Glory is hearing, but happy. But now his picture is there. He says, oh, my friend is really my real friend. So Krishna says, who has love for me? Who is like painting my pictures, yeah, make my deities, also not Dwarka Mathura deities, Brajendra Nandan, Samsundar deities, Brajesh, not only Brajesh, this Radhanath, Gopinath, Radhavallabh, Radhakanta, this Kunja Bihari, this, all on one moods. Where are you? Like where Gopal Bhattu Goswami, Mahaprabhu is meeting. Mahaprabhu explaining everything. But he came back, Vrindavan is near Radhanaman present. Rupa Goswami is near Govindadi present. Somebody is Gopinath present. So this Swarup has this nectar. So Krishna waiting and looking. Also Krishna waiting. Anybody calling on lover, yeah, friends, he's sending, arranging, nice car. You know now in Germany, one car, 1 crore rupees, 2 crore rupees. Also this car has, name is Wings. You like you flying, you like you sitting, you like his magnet, and no need anything. This. Anybody's love, they arranging, oh, my bringing my friends is with this car, respected. Somebody going for marriage, what doing, you know? Helicopter with is going, and jumping parachute with is down. Then many people waiting, ah, oh, my bridegroom has come, now we helicopter with is, and also jumping, and flower decoration, big assembly looking, everything. So now Krishna also looking, I am a little distance to everybody. But anybody has how much affection and love for me. They like me, they look at me, think about me, they call me, pull me. He's looking. But he's like remembering all the time coming. Rupa Goswami remembering Govinda Devi appears, present. Madhupandit thinking then Gopinath is came. But Gopis has now two part. One is Dakshina Bhav, one is Vaimya Bhav. Vaimya Bhav, there is very silent and peaceful and hidden. Dakshina very prakara, very like ferocious and dangerous. They were very like freedom fights. So now this Chandravalis party, Shema, Bhadra, Padma, Subhya, what they are doing, you know? Anyhow, Krishna's for making tricky policy, stealing Krishna. Now Krishna is there gone. Krishna very sad. Oh, now no more anybody, Radharani's party, and they are not accepting me. They are not like me. They hearing I am here, they never talking with me, never look at me, never meeting with me. My body has smell Chandravalis. Then also they are hating. Get out from Madhava Jahi. Madhava Jahi. Madhava Jahi. Mahavada Koitava Vadam. Don't come here. Don't look at other places, Kunjas Kutir. You are now Chandravalis party. Get out. Go there. Staying there. Now Krishna very worried. Very sad. Depression came. Now Krishna is sick. Why? Nobody liked me. Nobody has love for me. Western culture. Looking on girlfriend. What? Another girls, ladies with his, sending love letter and picture, his pocket has mobile has, laptop has. Then that lady, how much is angry, you know? Giving fire, what doing, no guarantee. Otherwise say, today to divorce. No more looking your face. So Krishna has now these problems. Krishna thinking, why I came this Chandravalis Kunja? Now never calling me, never look at me, not talk with me. How I am pacify them? Now Krishna's position is very serious, sad, complete like his. He's suffering depression. At a time, Madhumangal, Subal, Sridham, Stokishna, and other Sakhas are too much Krishna's sadness with this. They are also very unhappy. They came and meeting with this. No Shema Bhadra, meeting with this Vishakha, meeting with this other Sakhis, Manjaris. Radharani has big man. Radharani not allow, Lalita Devi never allow Krishna coming and Krishna, our Kunja meeting. They have very fast fire. Then Sakhas are requesting, Krishna's position is everything explaining. Like another side telling, Krishna is Mathura. Now Krishna, how much suffering alone? Not too many their friends is Krishna's. But Brajamandal has many, but each other is all discussing, talking, some separation, means some solve and solution coming. But Krishna is nobody there. One Uddhava is sending, he's gone back, meeting with Krishna. Then Krishna is happy little. Krishna thinking I'm talking with him, discussing with him, but no solution. So Krishna's this position, then Vishakha Devi, Dhanishta, Kundalata, other senior, they're talking with his Purnamasi, Bhagavati, Nandimukhi, Jogmaya, Vrindadevi, all are making meeting. Okay? Anyhow, this Chandravalis Kunja, now Krishna is very sick. Now Sakhas are going with his car, no palanquin, big car which is going, and taking Krishna on top car, they are pulling and bringing. And then all are serving him, and after pleasing him, and he will be happy and satisfied. Then after arranging his meeting, but not there, they are to bring him back. So Sakhas are now arranging this program. My friend is very sick, all are came, look at him, meeting with him, but he is very sick. Now Nanda Baba is sending car, therefore calling him Nanda Bhavan. Then Chandravali, other Sakhis are never angry, never disturbed. They are giving permission, okay, taking. All are also helping. Then looking Krishna, complete sick, they are taking and putting card. That time, also Bharati Prabhu came, taking for Krishna. Also this, Jogmaya, Bhagavati Sis came, taking for Krishna. But Krishna Sakhas are sitting within Krishna's car and they are running fan, they are massaging, they are trying to pleasing Krishna. But Krishna is one separation, very deep separation. I am going back, now nobody allow, nobody talking, nobody looking. No, they are rejecting complete forever. Why I am came with Chandravali's Kunjo? The big tension. That's why Krishna is suffering. Sakhas are telling no problem. Bhagavati is saying no harm, I am pacifying. Baladeva Prabhu says no problem, I am helping you. Don't worry. Therefore, Baladeva Prabhu first is came. This Gopi is near, Sakhi is near, Manjari is near. Baladeva Prabhu came, all are respecting. And they are like half feeling is well. They are also suffering, but the feeling is well. Why? Now, no black and dark, now white color come. Meanings, light is come, sign is come. Meanings, our life is come. Now, no more tension. At a time, Bhagavati came, Purnamasi, she gave me red signal. No, green signal. No, now he is happy and calm and forgiveness for his crying and requesting. Anyhow, he is there. Now, no more tension. Now, back is looking, many sakhas with his Krishna. Then, Vrindadevi telling, okay, you come, front of, otherwise he will be dying. Little you doing kirtan, glorify him and calling him, welcome for you come. Then you coming welcome for outside, at a time he is getting his new life, new energy. He also happy. Then he is automatic, holding hand and meeting with everybody. And he is promised he never been going. Never more going. That Kunjo, not looking also. Then Srimati Radharani and all Lalita Vishakha, other Sakhijar, then with his ghee lamp, arati, and garland flower, some purple drinks, some many things with it, there come out. Krishna smelling, Krishna looking, then Krishna laying and Krishna sitting. Now his senses are working. After he is sitting, now he is standing. After there came and he is thinking, they pulling me, meaning calling me, then I am coming. Otherwise they are rejecting meanings, they not talk with me, not look at me, and then not pulling and not calling. Oh, these things I can't tolerate. Parabrahma, Paratpar, Parameshwar, now he has also this pain. This is big, big tension. This Sakhis Manjari has tension, but this is not forever. Sometimes solution, but Krishna's tension is no solution. No possible this is clearing. Now, only Jogamaya, this Bhagavati, sees Vrindadevi, she is doing everything. Therefore, now Krishna coming before Sakhas are pulling car. Krishna very sick and taking Nanda Bhavan. But not going Nanda Bhavan, Krishna's sickness is gone. Then, therefore telling Jasya Kadai Vasanchale Khelanutya Dhanyati Dhanya Pavanena Kritartamani Jogendra Durga Magati Madhusudanopi Tasya Namastu Vishvanu Bhubo Dishyopi. This Vishvanu Nandini, air is touching Vasanchal. This air is going and smelling Krishna and touching Krishna, complete, full of healthy. Sickness gone. Now no more Krishna sick. Krishna healthy. After, how is meeting? Therefore he say, I am staying forever your Kunja Kutri. This Sundarachal, meaning very secret, hidden Vrindavan, this kunjo. So Mahaprabhu's this mood not only before also all our Gundicha Devi says requesting Jagannath Niyar. I am doing very many things is wrong. Making your duties, that time breaking door, I'm giving permit order. After this duties is came my near, and here is doing Abhishek, and now you going back, Nilanchal, please you giving darshan. Then he say yearly, I am coming 9 days for. I am staying your near. Satyaj go to this program running. But Jagannath has this desire. Oh, I am left forever Brajamandal and came bring Mathura to Dwarka. I am never want to going back. Also, my faults. I am get married 16,108. 56 crore Jadubansi now with me. Then how Brajadevijar will be happy with me? How they are looking at me, meeting with me, and calling me, pulling me. I am all door is closing, all way and road is am breaking. How can I am going? Krishna thinking, and Krishna hearing this all Braja Lila. Now become Jagannath. He is Baladev Subhadra with his like his. No more legs walking for, no more hands catching for, calling for, nothing. Letter writing for no hand. How meeting? Then he is thinking, but sending message, news. I am, like Sanatana Goswami telling, this Navabrindavan, this Vishwakarma now making. There, Krishna like waking, then Krishna going, cows with Gocharan for. Then Radharani is deity one side, Krishna going, telling, oh, you not talking, you not look at me, you not, you know, last night I saw dream. This dream is not correct, not perfect. You know, this dream is not as it is. This is only dream. I am so dream. I am marrying many children with me. You cannot believe this. I am coming back and then I am talking with you. So Krishna has all time this sadness. He is suffering. Then he is thinking, anybody really calling me Vrindavan? Coming any Brajavasi? My sokas are coming? Then I am understanding they have love for me. And then forever I am going, never coming back more. But how can I am going? I am did wrong many things. I have many faults. Krishna thinking this, and therefore Krishna himself, his melting body, he becomes Jagannath. They are more suffering, more pain. Then thinking, any Brajavasi coming and looking and meeting with me? Not this much. They calling me, taking me Brajdham. Possible? The Brajavasi's mood, Krishna's desire, at time they are calling. Not Krishna's desire, by force not pulling and calling. There are no sweetness. Now Krishna is desire. Therefore Krishna left in Dwarka, Krishna now in Nilanchal. Now he thinking, when coming? Brajavasi, Brajadevi. But Rukmini, what is doing? Lakshmi? Big soldiers, army, big gate, and big lock every day. Not is running here and there. Not going. But Jagannath now, then on my birthday. That day you give me permission, I am going outside. I am meeting with everybody. Also I am bathing, showering, my obeisance for many arrangement. Every day you arranging my bath, but no, I am going outside. Then that day doing politics, he's come out. Then come out then, all Brajavasi, Brajadevija, Doitas are all came. Arranging his nice obeisance. Not 1 hour, 1 minute, 10 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, no. Early morning to complete like his night. Only his bathing. Why? 1 year old body has, Rukmini Devi's, all paint, all her desire and moods, everything which is his covered life. Now removing everything. Oh, Rukmini's love, only one bucket water, yeah, one pot water. Only Chandan giving and stroking. But these Brajadevis are what doing? Removing all Chandan, removing all things, cleaning and purifying, sometimes kissing, sometimes embracing, sometimes massaging. Rukmini doing like this, taking one crons and putting water, and after giving one Ganga Sagar and giving water, and she's drying and quickly going back. Sometimes giving some oil, perfume, sometimes Chandan, her sevak also like this. But Gopija thinking, 1 year, how tolerates you? Now bathe you, complete day. There's, nice, rubbing, nice, cleaning and massaging. Now he's very happy. Say, okay, you are came, now I'm understand you have love for me. But I am now making some plan. No more Lakshmi with his relation. 15 days telling Lakshmi, I am very sick. Don't cook for me. I am eating root and fruits, juice, melon, or nothing more taking. I am taking herbs. I am very sick. Don't come. Then he is secretly telling all gopis, manjaris, all are entire. All door is closed. They are messaging. They all giving drinks, eating with each other, staying with each other. Oh, Jagannath is very happy. Yes. Now I am understanding you have love for me. You are not left and rejecting me. Now I am making other plan. What? Now telling 15 days after Rukmini, now I am getting health, but I am going some forest and jungle tour travels, some fresh air. I am going. Then Rukmini say, how long? Only going and coming back. This news is gone Brajmandal or Brajdham. Krishna coming Vrindavan. No more Dharka, no more Mathura. The coming, therefore they are, Nanda Baba very happy. Nanda Baba telling all brothers and others, all bachelors, so it is. They are making very nice car for Krishna. Other side, Bhagavati, she is arranging. Other side, Sokhada are arranging. So three car, Taladhaja, telling, Devidalan, and one is three car they making, and now Subhadratali I am going fast. I am passing by all Brajavasis, then they have no disturb. They are never will be disturbed. Baldevru say I am not going. Why? I am gone before. I am telling I am bringing Krishna, but Krishna not come. I am liar now. Brajavasi cannot believe me. Subhadra say I am going fast. I am passing by everybody. I am going Jasodamata is near. I am going everybody is near. Then they will be happy. And after Baldev say okay, then I am going. After then Subhadra came, Baldev Prabhu come. Then behind is Krishna's car. Krishna now looking, coming Brajadevi jar, calling me, pulling me, dancing, talking. They forgave me, excuse me. So this lila for Jogmaya first is gone. Baldev Prabhu first gone. After Jogmaya. Looking Brajavasi jar, now brother sister came. They came definitely younger one also coming. Then they are all running, coming and calling and pulling him. Then Krishna, his sickness is gone, he has become healthy, and he is now every day in Kunja, Sundarachal, flower singer, bird singer. Nice forest, garden, the jungle, they cooking for him. Nice prasadam. But Lakshmi Devi, very disturbed. 5 days not come. When coming? Then she is midnight is attacking. Definitely anyway, midnight is going and catching and pulling and bringing. But she is gone there. She looking failure, all fell. She is gone there, the atmosphere, weather, and Jagannath also not look at her. Before Jagannath, all time with her, sees everything. But now Jagannath neglecting, like neglecting, hate mood. He's very happy there. She's looking very shy. Requesting, please come. She's coming sometime. After Lakshmi gone back, then Jagannath, 9 days after, he's going back. Lakshmi arranging many things. His gold dress, many festival, many rasgulla, adarpana, chuda ghosa, many, many things offering. But Jagannath say, now Chaturmasya Purman, I am sleeping. I am not doing anything. But he is come at Brajamandal. Forever. Now, this time, his Vrindavan is entire. So telling this many way to this Brajalila. Meanings, anybody making car and pulling Lord Jagannath, then they are bringing Brajamandal for, then Jagannath will be very pleased and happy. And this car festival meanings this is big Braja festival, Braja Ussava, Braja Agaman Ussava. Krishna very far away gone, like Krishna gone Hastinapur, Krishna gone Kurukshetra, Krishna gone Dwarka, many other way. Like our Guru Varga going other country, other state. If they are coming in temple, then how much welcome and how much this respecting, worshipping, aruti, uspanjali, glorify, temple decorating, everything. So now Krishna is coming very far away too. Then Krishna's power, everybody is, how much unlimited happiness. Also Krishna, these things feeling. So now Krishna going outside, anybody has no desire. But going then, coming time, all are arranging. All loveful, respectful, faithful service and welcome for arranging everything. Then Krishna very happy. So this festival, everybody remembering why all time running, only this. Now all are very far away to Krishna. Before Krishna gone Brajamandal to distance, now all are far away to Krishna. Now Krishna's calling and pulling, bringing Brajadham. Then Krishna also taking us with him in Brajadham. Many fallen soul, many offender, life to life, many persons suffering, but not proper way. Now Krishna, Jagannath is journey, starting journey, Brajamandal coming for. Say anybody like to come with me, Brajadham, then follow me, with me, and I am going. Like Ramachandra going, Saket. That I am telling anybody like, come with me. I am going, Saket, down. Like Mahaprabhu starting journey, Vrindavan, going for. All followers, many, many crores people following Mahaprabhu. So now Krishna saying, I am going now, Brajadham. Anybody like, come with me. So no any need sadhana, no need any tapasya, but only this car festival. Bas, you follow, Jai Jagannath, bas, nothing more. Mahaprabhu what saying? Say to Paranato Painu, Jahalagi Madana Dhani Jarigam, Jai Jagannath Mahaprabhu doing kirtan, and all are giving great chance. Everybody not know what happened. But they are coming Rajyatra festival, car festival. They are all are going with this Krishna program. But they are what getting? Braja Bhakti, Braja Prem, Braja Ullas, Braja Seva. This car festival has many ways. Also, sometime the Vishwanatha Raja Dandini calling Krishna. How? Big separation. Then Bhagavati arranging. Nice car, one for Baldeva, one for Krishna, and one Subhadra, and everybody is sitting and going in Varshanadham. After 9 days staying there, And now Radharani is healthy. All are okay. Then coming back. This Varshananandagam journey. But sometimes Chandrabal is Kunja too. Coming Radhe Kunja. Sometime is Dharaka Mathura to Nilanchal to going Sundarachal. Many, but whose festival is this Braja Mahotsav. He is starting journey for Braja. Anywhere going, say, no, this is tasteful and no like happy, like make me happy anywhere. I am coming back Brajamut Brajadham, only Brajavasi is near. This Brajavasi which is meeting for Krishna's long separation after meeting for this program. Also Brajavasi has this unconditional love, unparalleled service. They are how continue thinking. Also morning going, forest within cows, coming back. Now this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in front of Jagannath within all bhaktas devotees, telling Krishna doing rasa dance. That time only gopis are there, manjaris are there. Nobody, no Vatsalya, no Daisya, no Sakya, nothing. But Krishna dancing top of wood of Kaliya, then everybody there. All are looking how is Krishna dancing. Before anybody, no idea, Krishna also dancing. Before Krishna dancing and playing, mothers are giving some laddu, some buttermilk, then he is dancing. A childhood. But after he is Kishore, now he is dancing in rasal dance. No, nobody has idea. Nobody not looking, understanding. Only Singarasa, Madhurasa, with their dancing. But Krishna now Kaliya on top of dancing. But Mahaprabhu, all things with his now front of Jagannath, side, back, front, behind, seven parties, seven group, everywhere dancing. And Mahaprabhu, how is calling and pulling? The teaching, you are also calling the Jagannath. He is coming, also taking forever for. Then no more Maya, no more going distance to God. This car festival very helpful for sadhaka, siddha, also no sadhak, no sadhana, only going and looking darshan. They don't know anything. But big car festival, I'm going, looking there. They think recreation. But they don't know. But this mood is automatic coming. Mahaprabhu spreading this mood forever. Before he is coming Brajadham. He is saying, Dharka, not good place. All time I am unhealthy, sick. After I lost my hand, I lost my legs, I lost my eyes, everything lost. But who is helping me? Who is giving me treatment? Narada is only sending this dust. Dust to the consciousness come, but sense has not come. Now he is sitting his car, he is coming Brajadham, bus. Now this Brajavasi is merciful and helpful service. And after they are loveful, this nectar, Krishna touching his body, then Krishna getting his good health. Health meaning his legs and body and eyes and hands, everything growing. Now he is not Salagram. Before, Gopal Bhatta Goswami is only Salagram. Now Radharaman has everything. So Jagannath is like his, before his only this Salagram deity. But now come Brajadham, then he getting his Swarup. He is now Gopi Gopinath. No Jagannath only. Not everybody is Nath, now Gopi Gopinath. So this many, many secret and hidden all nectarful this Lila Katha. You hearing, you remembering, you praying, you going all time, then there too possible Braja Seva, Braja Festival for you getting his good chances. Now tomorrow, next hearing. Gaur Pramanande.
पतियाचे नमः तजीवेर करां नदिया नदिया गोद में नित्यानंद महाजन पतियाचे नमः तजीवेर करां नदिया गोद में नित्यानंद महाजन पतियाचे नाम हत जीवे रकारा श्राद्धवान जन है श्रद्धवान जन है श्रद्धवान जन है प्रभु राय गाय बाय मागे भिक्षा गाय बाय प्रभु राय गाय बाय मागे Krishna bhaja Krishna karo Krishna shikha Nadia Nadia godro me nityananda mahajan pati ache naam hata jive rakara अपराध शून्य है लोह कृष्ण नाम कृष्ण माता कृष्ण पिता कृष्ण धन प्राण अनादिया नादिया गोद्र में नित्यानंद महाजान पति आचे नाम हत जीवे राकार कृष्णेरा संसार करो चारी अनाचार अजीवे दया कृष्ण नाम सर्व धर्म सार अनादिया नादिया गोद्र में नित्यानंद महाजन पतियाचे नाम हत जीवे राकारा पतियाचे नमः तजीवे राकार हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नेताई गौर हरि बोल
हरि श्री गुरु गौरंग गंधर्व गिरिधारी श्री राधे विनोद बिहारी जीव की जय ललता शर सखी वृंद की जय श्री वंचतात्मक श्री सचिनंदन गौरी की जय तलाय श्री मुक्त विदान श्री नारायण गोसाई महाराज की जय तला श्रीमतान गोसाई महाराज की जय तला श्री भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोसाई महाराज की जय तला श्री प्रभुपाद सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर जय तला श्रीमत गौर किशोर दास बाबूजी महाराज की जय तला श्रीमती ठाकुर जय तला श्री जगन्नाथ दास बाबूजी महाराज की जय श्री समस्त सर्वकृपान कार्य गुरु वर्ग की जयंत लाशक्तिनाथ त्रिविक्रम गोसाई महाराज की जयंत लाशक्तिनाथ साई महाराज की श्री प्रभुपाद सोपरी कविंद की जय श्री बलदेव विद्याभूषण प्रभु की जय श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर पाद की जय रतम श्रीनिवास श्यामानंद प्रभुत्राय की जय श्री कृष्णदास कविराज गोसाई वृंदावन दास ठाकुर की जय चेतन चेताम चेतन भागवत की जय श्री रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जी गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ गोसाई प्रभु की जय लोकनाथ दास गोस्वामी गर्भ गोस्वामी की जय स्वरूप दामन राय रमनंदादि गौर पार्श्विंद की जय अष्टक राजा गोपाल चौसठी महंत की जय प्रभुतानंद शशि ठाकुर पाद की जय नमाचार श्रीदास ठाकुर जय प्रिंस कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत कथाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय सबर कविंद परिपाद की जय नवदीप मायापुर गौड़ मंडल धाम की जय ब्रज मंडल धाम की जय जगन्नाथ परिक्षेत्र मंडल धाम की जय गुंडीचा मंदिर सुंदराचल धाम की जय प्रहलाद नरसिंह देव जीव की जय लक्ष्मी वर देव की जय गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय योगमय गोपी शर्मा देव की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंदे समेश गौर भक्त वृंद जगन्नाथ देव रथ यात्रा की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल।